One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. Andy here for Wild Culture Wrestling, and on today's wrestling news, we're going to talk about WWE's latest plans to honour Bray Wyatt's legacy. We've got the latest on Drew Gulak and his non-renewal and soon-to-be departure from WWE. We're going to talk about that Sheamus tweet that was a little bit spicy that he deleted, aimed at Gunther. And to wrap this all up, we're also going to talk about why WWE moved WrestleMania 41 away from Minnesota and towards Las Vegas. I'm Andy, this is the news. Flying solo today, it's a public holiday here in the UK, but I'll be back a bit later on today as well with another news video covering a bunch of different topics, so look out for that. We're going to kick this one off by talking about WWE's plans for the Wyatt 6, White Rabbit, QR code, Uncle Howdy, Bray Wyatt's property. Bray Wyatt's intellectual property, basically. So, you've seen these QR codes, you've seen these flashes, teases, hacks, things, interferences going on Raw since the Raw after WrestleMania, and SmackDown as well. Very, very similar to the White Rabbit campaign that preceded Bray Wyatt's return to WWE in 2022 and was very successful in generating a bunch of hype for that comeback, which came off really well when they eventually pulled it off. Recent reports have pointed towards some kind of new group, perhaps featuring Bo Dallas returning in the Uncle Howdy role, maybe. Obviously, Bo Dallas is the brother of the late Bray Wyatt, who passed away tragically under just the most horrible circumstances last year. But it seems like WWE are building a stable here, and PW Insider have the scoop on all of this. They're noting that the QR codes are indeed leading to a new group that will kind of play off some of Bray's creative properties, some of his universe, I guess. It's going to be very adjacent to what he was doing before he sadly passed away. Now, they've also named the people who are going to be involved in this group. And I think it's a lot of wrestlers that you might have pinpointed. But Bo Dallas, of course, he's there. Dexter Lumis, Joe Gacy, Eric Rowan, and Nikki Cross. Now, there's no word on whether or not they will be taking on new personas, new gimmicks, new characters, or whatever as part of this group. And of course, look, nothing is ever truly 100% until it actually happens in pro wrestling. And even then, sometimes it happens and you probably can't believe what you're watching when it comes to pro wrestling and ideas. But these are the names that were planned at the time of reporting. They are part of the strategy, as PW Insider wrote. So I think it's an interesting group of people. Obviously, Bo's been away since Bray was off television prior to WrestleMania last year. And then, of course, sadly, he was never able to return. Dexter Lumis has been off TV for ages and ages and ages. Creeping around on Raw was his last creative juncture. Joe Gacy's been down in NXT. He's been down there for a while. He's been pretty active, feuding with people like Dijak. He's not been hiding from the cameras. Eric Rowan, soon to return to WWE. He's been gone for a few years. They recently re-signed him. Obviously, he has a prior association with Bray through the Wyatt family. He's an original member of that group, so it makes perfect sense for him to be involved in this new group here. Nikki Cross, she's been gone a while as well. She's been getting university degrees and stuff, making big real life moves. Congratulations to her. But she's seemingly going to be involved in this group as well. So It's five people with vaguely spooky vibes across the board, right, in terms of the characters that they played on TV in the past, so kind of makes sense to throw them all together. A little bit surprised not to see the name Alexa Bliss attached to this, but she, you know, she's raising a family, so fair enough. But she had been linked with Bray on TV in the past, tied to the Fiend character as well, so maybe she's someone that they could look to pull in creatively later down the road. I think that if you're just like super into Bray Wyatt's creativity and his ideas, I don't think there's really anyone better to carry that on than Bo Dallas as his brother, for goodness sake. So I think you're going to love this stuff. It'll probably follow a very similar thread, you'd imagine, to what Bray and Bo were doing with their like full array of characters prior to Bray having to take that time away from TV. We've already seen it with the QR code unraveling. It's very similar to the White Rabbit stuff. I would be surprised if it was massively different from the direction we've seen overall for just this group and this really wide creative world that Bray created. Now, obviously, look, it's not always going to be to everyone's taste, but look, I think Bo Dallas should have a contract for life for WWE. That man has had to live through hell. And I think it's gonna super serve the audience for this kind of creative output. It's probably, if you were to look at WWE programming at the minute and what it's been over the past few years, it's probably an under-scratched itch. And you should always scratch your itches, but not to the point where you get a rash and it gets really nasty and horrible. Don't do that. Look after your itches. I'm just rambling at this point. But yeah, this is good news. Like, oh, these are talented people. And hey, let's see what they can come up with creatively. No word on when the stable will debut or anything like that, but it's coming. All right, let's move over and talk about someone who's going, thank goodness, Drew Gulak. Boy, we talked a little bit about him yesterday, the bullying allegations levied against him. It's also transpired that his WWE contract is expiring. He hasn't been released. He's technically still with the company, but the deal expires next month and it won't be renewed. He's leaving. He's going. Which is good, because some of the bullying allegations we spoke about yesterday were absolutely horrendous and a throwback, unfortunately, to the grim old days of WWE developmental when a certain prick named Bill DeMott was running the show in that regard. But Dave Meltzer has a little bit of an update in the Wrestling Observer's daily update column here, noting, again, the technicality about the contract expiring, which is largely semantics at this stage. But the Ronda Rousey allegations are the reason he was pulled off TV. This is explicitly stated here by Dave in the update. And they are also the reason he wasn't going to be brought back. He doesn't say that this was the reason that he was dismissed, which is also something that has been reiterated to other outlets. And it was never reported in the first place that the reason Drew was leaving WWE was because of Ronda Rousey and those allegations. Of course, Ronda has accused Drew of grabbing the drawstrings on her sweatpants in a corridor in WWE, which is, you know, without consent, it's grossly inappropriate behavior. It's harassment. It really is. So Drew obviously denied that publicly and said he accidentally touched the drawstrings. The fault within WWE, according to Fightful yesterday, was that made his position worse, although it didn't necessarily lead to his contract not being renewed. Dave also notes in this update that the stories surfacing, presumably he's talking about the bullying stuff. It doesn't say that, but I think it's a fair assumption, but the stories surfacing are accurate, as less experienced talent had not been comfortable talking about a veteran on the roster, which is in line with some of the behaviours that we have learned of Drew Gulak in WWE. I mean, the stuff about going out and trying to re-injure people's minor injuries and stuff, dislocated finger that he went and pulled back out of the socket on a wrestler, that's wanker behaviour, mate. It's wee guy behaviour. Like, if these things are true, and there was multiple accounts and multiple sources on these things, so, you know, when it's like, I don't know, X amount of people against one, it's easier to believe, I guess. I guess it has more credence in some cases. But, you know, if this stuff is true, then yeah, get the hell out. Go. Shoot. Like, he doesn't have a place in this company. He shouldn't have a place in the industry. Unfortunately, this kind of behavior is harbored in wrestling. Has been for many, many decades. A lot of it's been snuffed out, but situations like this prove that there's still a long way to go. And like, the Ronda Rousey allegations are horrendous. That's just subhuman behavior. So, off is where you can finish the sentence.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favorite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture.
Right, Seamus, what's he doing? What's Seamus doing? Obviously, Seamus and Gunther are great rivals in WWE. They're going to have a match on tonight's episode of Raw, which sounds mental. The card is absolutely stacked. 8 matches in the King and Queen of the Ring tournaments. They're going to clash in the first round of King of the Ring. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. They're going to knock the crap out of each other. They've had great matches and a great rivalry in the past. Clash at the Castle was my WWE match probably of the decade so far. I thought it was outrageous. But anyway, Seamus, building a bit of heat for this match. He's deleted this tweet, but I'm just going to read it to you. I'm going to read this, and if you haven't seen it already, you can draw your own conclusions as to what Seamus is referring to. An Austrian with a funny haircut, has a thing for military-style coats, proclaims superiority over others, hangs out with Germans, and betrays an Italian ally. And then he's got the eyebrow raised. Emoji there. So, I wonder what that is referencing. Obviously, WWE is a PG product. It's a very clean, friendly, family-safe product. All of that stuff. Although, in recent times, they have started using more blood and things like that. But, lest we forget the controversy surrounding Gunther's new name. Back when they changed him from Walter and they gave him the surname Stark. And it just quickly emerged that there was a member of a certain horrible, awful, worst of all time regime, army, force, referencing that. They got rid of the surname, of course, just like Seamus got rid of this tweet. Hey, look, there you go. That's, I guess, his method of generating just something for this match. It'll be a really great match. I imagine that he probably got a little message from somebody on the PR team going, Seamus, what are you doing, man? Reword it or whatever. But hey, look, there you go. I've read the tweet. It's a hell of a thing. Right, now we're going to talk about why WWE moved WrestleMania 41. A lot of talk of WrestleMania 41 maybe taking place in Minneapolis, Minnesota this year. That turned out to be not the case. Of course, over the weekend, WWE announced that WrestleMania 41 will be taking place in Las Vegas, New York, at the Allegiant Stadium. It's the 19th and 20th of April, if I recall, so a couple of weeks later than usual. But hey, that's cool. It'll be warm. That's the main thing. It'll be warm. Philly loved the city. That stadium was cold as hell when the sun went down. But why did this happen? Well, a change in direction by the new ownership. Apparently, this is according to Wendy Blackshaw, speaking to the Star Tribune. She is the president and chief executive of Minnesota Sports and Events, which is a non-profit organization tasked with bringing these events to Minnesota. Here's her quote. We were informed by WWE that Minnesota would not host WrestleMania in 2025 due to a change in direction from the new ownership. Although disappointed, we are in discussions with WWE about future events in Minnesota. We are optimistic that Minnesota will host WWE events here in the future. So, yep, they've moved it away. I understand the stadium in Minnesota. Not too familiar with these NFL stadiums, as you can imagine. But I understand it has a roof and stuff, so it's probably not as cold as Philly was. But Nick Khan did make a comment about, or there was a report that came out where it was like, yeah, he doesn't want any more manias for a while in these cold buildings. I don't know if that would factor in. Probably not because of the roof, but hey, who knows? Either way, Vegas is quite a glitzy, glamorous location. I've never been. Never been to Minnesota either. I'm sure it rocks. But there you go. That's why they changed it. That's why they're going to Vegas. That's why they're not going to Minnesota. A change in direction from the new ownership. Endeavor, of course, is the WWE ownership group. They took control of the company formally back in September. They formed TKO Group, which is a merger, effectively, between WWE and the UFC. Vince McMahon's gone out of wrestling for the first time in decades. It's a crazy situation that we're living in, but hey, making moves, I guess. Anyway, let's move over to your questions. Took them from the YouTube community once again. Thank you for sending those in. The first one comes from Lee Lynch, 5202, who says, good day from Washington State. Would you book Jacob Fatu to appear on Raw? And when would you debut him? Well, I think the Fatu situation is interesting. A lot of us were expecting him to show up at Backlash France in Lyon this weekend. Got Tangaloa instead. Joining the Bloodline, costing Kevin Owens and Randy Orton that match with Solo Sikoa and Tama Tonga. Makes a lot of sense because he's literally the brother of Tama Tonga and Guerrillas of Destiny, 7-time tag team champions in New Japan, all of that. So it makes a lot of sense, but not the new Bloodline member people were expecting after reports of Jacob Fatu. So hopefully that's still coming because Jacob Fatu is awesome. Personally, I wouldn't debut him on Raw. I would debut him on SmackDown. And what I would start doing now, and you've already begun, but I would really start building this rogue, uncontrollable Bloodline group. I would add a fourth member just so it makes it seem like the odds for their enemies are completely insurmountable. Four dudes with Paul Heyman going, I'm not sure about this, guys, in the background. Four guys just running roughshod over people, over the roster, is, for a couple of months, I think is good creative. And then you can come back at the end of the day. You got Roman Reigns coming back at some point, right? You've got the Usos maybe reuniting. You can throw Sami Zayn in there after their past squabbles, and that'd be a big, nice mending of fences. Or just, hey, look, I respect you for our battles or whatever. Let's fight these assholes down on SmackDown. I think that's really good creative. But also, if you want to just send Jey Uso's already on Raw and he's a babyface. If you want to just send Jacob Fatu to Raw to kick the crap out of Jey in the interim, why not? It's good as well. Second question of the day comes from JKnight23, asking, do Americans need to up their game in terms of building atmosphere at North American wrestling shows? AEW can't build an atmosphere, and WWE can only get it when they are in Europe. So this is a pertinent question given the crowd from Backlash France, which was absurd, extremely loud throughout the night, very engaged. Lots of chants, lots of singing. It was like a football game here in Europe. Honestly, it was like a Champions League semi-final or final or something. And the way they just kept going and going and going the whole show, it was a carnival atmosphere. Chanting two counts and just outrageous. In the main event, they were totally just the loudest thing I've maybe ever heard. I've seen some people say they didn't like it so much and that they were distracting or whatever, but just get with the party. Just enjoy. But yeah, in terms of Americans upping their game and stuff, well, not necessarily. I mean, I think it's very difficult to have that level of atmosphere when you're a super-served market like America is in a lot of places, right? The United States is where these companies operate. It's where they go every single week for the most part. Some markets will have several shows in a year. Lyon has never had a show of this size, so the fans were obviously going to be a bit more amped up in that regard. So I don't think it's a case of crowds needing to up their games or anything like that. I just think it's a natural byproduct of a crowd that in a place that you rarely go to versus a crowd in a place where you go to all the time. I think AEW's crowds are a little bit louder than they come off on TV, right? There's always people tweeting, like, when they've attended the shows, like, oh, the noise for this, blah, 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 blah. But then you watch it on TV and it sounds a bit flat. There's definitely a disconnect there in the live experience versus the TV viewership. But their attendances have fallen and they're not looking great at the moment. So that definitely plays a factor. And WWE television, when they're locked in, you get a nice little noise. So, hey, you can't have crazy, wacky crowds like this all of the time, I guess. It'd be nice if we did, but it's a byproduct of going to these markets for the first time in ages. I imagine Berlin will be insane as well because their football fans are loud as hell and they've got a great fan culture in Germany, at least in that sport. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they do at Berlin in August, is it? Correct me if I'm wrong. Final question comes from Saponi Boy, who asks, what's more cringy, a wrestler singing their own theme music as they walk to the ring, or obvious spots in their intros, especially to make the crowd sing along? I miss when intros had actually good music with highlights in the Titantrons, and not just names over a flashy wave image with a tune full of catchphrases. Yeah, the Titantron images suck. It's clip art names with stupid effects. Let's get highlight packages back. Those ruled. Why do we get rid of them? It's just lazy, lazy, cost-cutting rubbish. But with regards to what's more cringy, absolutely wrestlers singing their way to the ring, like lip-syncing their entrances. I hate that. It's just the silliest thing in the world to me, and not in a good, silly pro wrestling way. It's just corny. I wish people would stop doing that, unless it's in like an ironic kind of way, I guess. But yeah, definitely that. I have no problem whatsoever with catchphrases being in entrances. Like, I think the CEO thing for Mercedes was quite deft. And there are the Burn It Down, all of that. There are other ones as well. I have no problem with that at all. I do think that in WWE, in particular Def Rebel, the common criticism of them is that they start every entrance theme with a sting, it seems like. It's Tiffy time or whatever. Role model, Bailey, blah, 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 blah. They do it for a lot of people. They've definitely overused it to a degree they could dial back on that. But I do think there is a wider problem there overall with the entrances, music, and videos in WWE in particular. I actually think in AEW, Mikey Ruckus does an incredible job. He's a sensational theme maker. And I think that their use of licensed themes is really strong as well. So, yeah, definitely some problems to address. Music is a very important part of a wrestler's presentation, and I would like to see them switch a few things up as well. But hey, look, thank you for joining me for this video today. I'll be back with another one later on talking about all kinds of crazy stuff. But for now, if you enjoyed this, you can check out this. We ranked every gimmick match because we are completely insane. We have two cages. You should check it out. Grab a drink, grab some popcorn. Yeah, go crazy in the comments. It'll be fun. See you later. Bye.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.